project.
There's a tech project tonight.
It's finding where the temporary files are stored.
All right, well.
Well, we're back.
Small technical delay.
We're hoping that the podcast has not been deleted at this point.
So, in case it has, CTCKY number 7, water. I'll recycle my joke. Or, because it's so cold outside, ice.
It wasn't good the first time. It's not good now.
It's worse every time, no matter how many times. It's the third time I've said that today.
That's true.
Did Jess laugh either?
What?
Did Jess laugh?
And
I got it the first time.
Oh, sorry.
By the way, Emily did not find it fascinating that ice floats in water.
My students never do.
Whereas
that.
All
I
their
say,
solids
think about this.
Right.
Isn't
liquid.
That freaky?
And she's like, okay, yeah, you need to shut up. That's basically what she told me.
But look at it. It's a solid, and it's floating on a liquid.
The first time I learned that no one cared about science was when I went to Hawaii with my in-laws.
I think I had the same experience.
And we were at the Volcanoes National Park, and I was explaining some things about volcanoes and rock, and they all kind of looked at me like, really? Because they had asked, like, I wonder why this happens, and I told them. And they didn't want it.
They just wanted it to be magic. That's what they wanted.
We had the same experience on the Big Island, and I kept talking about the science, and nobody gave it a darn. Interesting. Mm-hmm. In fact, I believe the expression was, you're not our teacher, stop teaching us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Said Alex's brother.
I think it was Alex. But he does get subjected to a lot of that.
I was going
to
say, doesn't he want to? He likes to learn stuff.
Yeah,
usually.
Usually.
Oh, speaking of Alex, did you see that two University of Chicago professors acknowledged flaws with the Chicago School of Economics?
No.
And that they're going to adopt a more Keynesian approach?
I did not see this.
That acknowledges regulation in markets?
Interesting. Who were the professors?
I don't recall. Jess wanted me to read the article, and I said, you told me about it. I really don't.
You know, we were just talking about people not caring about science. I don't care about business.
Were they Nobel laureates? Seems likely.
Possibly. There was one stalwart that refused to acknowledge, but I said
there could be a choose-your-own-adventure podcast right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Hit one button to listen to
economics.
And talk about economics.
Economics.
Hit another button
to hear a football discussion.
We could talk about the football discussion.
Cream is.
Oh my god, that's a lot.
That's
amazing.
I did say I wanted whipped cream.
That is
a lot of whipped cream.
And on purpose.
Yeah, nicely done.
I like it.
Wow, and that looks like a good French toast.
Yes, the special number 2.
And that looks like a delicious strawberry crepe.
Cherry.
Oh, look at all those eggs, sir.
Strawberry is
four
not nearly sweet enough.
Easy. That's right.
Okay. 4 eggs are easy.
Start on this, I'm going to come back with your eggs, okay?
Great, thank you.
Perfect start.
This would be...
Sir, would you like to take a transfer?
Yes. We all ordered different things, except Anne. She enjoys her
bacon. I have
bacon.
Done this before. No. Oh, yes, I love my bacon. I've taken enough of it.
So we got drowning so far.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Basically, Adam said you drown because you can't get oxygen.
Because you don't have gills, you can't access the oxygen stored, dissolved in the water.
And I was going to make a commentary about it would be easier to do in the depths of the ocean because it's colder, and as we all know, gases dissolve more at cold temperatures. See? This is what I got caught up by you rambling on about something else.
And that picturing what you're saying, can you draw me a graph of that?
Here it is. On the video podcast.
You'll need to watch the video feed in order to see that. You can draw it on your tablet. Okay, let's talk about the tablet.
You can't
we're going to talk. Jason Galacanis.
Guess I know meat. He gave you bacon.
Okay. I took your
ass.
Oh!
We have a scheme.
We have
a whole thing going
on. Don't call confusing me. I was like, how the hell did I get bacon?
I wouldn't argue about mysterious bacon appearing on my plate.
So Galacanis breaks NDA yesterday.
Who is a
tech blogger.
Come on in. You should know the answer to this question already.
Right, because everybody's a tech
And he says that he didn't break NDA, but I don't see how
he breaks... What are you saying?
Non-disclosure.
Okay.
So anytime you get a gadget, like prior to release,
yes.
They make you sign an NDA.
Yeah, right.
Or if you, know something. So,
and he said it's happening?
He said he's had one for 2 weeks.
It's the best thing that's ever happened to him.
It's going to come in at price points of $5.99, $6.99,
$7.99. Oh, I'm totally getting it.
I mean, at that point, I'm buying the thing.
I'm not going to buy it.
Well, if it's $1,000, no.
Is there a monthly?
That's the question. Oh. And that will. He said that it's going to come from Verizon and AT&T, so I'm going to assume that there is going to be a 3G.
Subsidized 3G.
But can you buy it without? Like, can I buy the $7.99 one and without it? Because, that's the whole point of the iPhone. I just want to unlock.
My dream. I had a dream that Hank.
I had a dream.
Already has an agreement with them.
About it.
Uh huh. And then we're gonna pilot it.
Okay, so here's the reason that I think that the tablet's a game changer, because one of the things as somebody that's very involved in getting people to use technology in our school, one of the things that drives me absolutely crazy is that we use our computers and our lab space for kids to type papers.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing drives me more insane than watching kids type papers.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most ridiculous use of our time. And if this thing doesn't have a keyboard,
right,
it forces you to make things more interactive.
Hand a kid an iPod Touch, they know instantly what to do with it.
Yes.
And they can start programs and launch things,
yes,
and play games and do all this stuff at age 2.
I'm telling you,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, our kids can do it.
Our kids
totally
can totally handle a touch. And the computer, she can sort of handle, but the mouse is a little abstract and the keyboard is way too abstract.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But, so here's the thing that, what revolutionized education, when you're, now you're talking about the $100 PC, is functionally reality. What's the triple E, 150?
Yeah.
So, when you're talking that price, or you could spend 5 times as much.
I know. And that's...
Right.
But that's as it is right now.
Right.
Other people are going to come up with things like this. It's going to get cheaper, right?
That is my hope, is that because of this, other people will be like, oh, I'm not going to put a keyboard on it either.
Right.
But I think that's been going... It's been going that way anyway. I mean, you've seen numerous Android tablets,
mm-hmm,
mm-hmm,
sort of surfacing. So I think that'll happen. But I think... Apple will still have sort of the gold standard.
Right.
Right. Well, I think if they make all the deals with the textbook publishers, you'll have no choice but to spend 5 times.
I think textbook publishers want this.
McGraw-Hill talked about it on CNBC last night.
How awesome it was, and basically they're losing tons of money because people are selling books.
No, McGraw-Hill signed as part of the...
Right, I know. But they're saying that they're losing tons of money about because people are selling used books. And professors are making their own PDFs now.
I mean, just thinking from an environmental standpoint, if we could reduce the amount of absurd amount of paper that goes into...
And I told Emily, I said, you know, it's not just the paper, it's the ink.
Oh, yeah.
That's
everything.
Really poisonous.
And shipping them around.
And with all that cost, then
some
you start
charging
people
a
license for a year.
Exactly.
Right.
And then it expires. And then if you want to use the book again later, you have to buy some renewal license.
Yeah.
This seems like a win-win.
I think it... makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. All right, so back to water.
Mm-hmm.
On Dr. Kiki's Science Hour, part of the Twin Network.
Watching the Dr.
I listen to it occasionally. Then an expert that was researching on hallucinogenics, specifically MDMA or ecstasy.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the leading causes of death from ecstasy is death by drinking too much water.
Because you feel really thirsty?
So one of the there's two things that happen. One, it increases your body temperature, but also I believe it suppresses a neurotransmitter, which triggers your thirst response, and people will drink themselves to death.
Wow, that's kind of horrible.
And so ultimately, the concentration of ions and salts inside your cells,
mm-hmm,
is greater than the,
mm-hmm,
water. Your blood has basically become water at that point.
Right.
And so everything diffuses out of your cells. Water diffuses in, the cells swell, and they stop functioning. And you just have total system shutdown.
Hmm.
And your kidneys are working overdrive,
mm-hmm,
to eliminate this water, and they can't keep up. And so you have all your system shut down. So this is really the mechanism that will result in all water deaths except for drowning. Whether you have too much water,
right,
too little, or you're drinking salt water.
Wait, if you're too little, it's your cells shrinking.
Your cells shrink.
Yeah,
same thing with salt water, though.
Right.
Right.
And so your cells are trying to take it... The concentration of salts outside the cell is greater than inside,
right,
the cell, and so the water diffuses out and the cells get all shrinky, and then...
This gets back to your biology concept of
homeostasis.
Yeah.
Everything's about balancing of life's processes, whether it's on...
Still teaching the scientific method, though, just so
and
you know.
Everything is really
just
about...
Catch that little dig on the reader.
Everything is really about silly diagrams and labeling parts.
Parts is fine.
What's this part? What's its function?
I'll tell you, when I was in AP Biology, my favorite test was when the teacher put trays with jars of goo on them, and he said, which class is this? Which order is this? And that was a practical that lasted. And let me tell you, I know acelacanth like the back of my hand.
Who doesn't, really?
Yeah, I don't even know what you just said.
Not me either.
I just remember the word. I can't even tell you
what it is.
What a coelacanth is.
Oh, wait a minute. So you just remember the word? Because all you did was label a diagram?
I was being sarcastic, and that was my favorite assessment. If you weren't picking up on the sarcasm, I need the sarcasm...
Sarcasm detector? That's a really useful invention.
I think that thing would just be going off.
Well, somebody invented a sarcasm mark. A punctuation mark.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What's it look like?
It looks like
I don't know.
It's a symbol with like a curly.
It's like an upside down hat symbol or something.
I like this.
Well, you have to buy it.
Right.
Oh.
And then like everybody else has to buy it because it's like a font add on.
Well, that's silly.
So, and it's like $10 or something. I'm
I
like,
think, I liked, who is it? Tom Merritt said we should just repurpose the Tilde?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Tilde would be a perfect.
Actually, Tom Merritt did not say that because he said, we do use a Tilde. People use it all the time.
Right.
Like 12 years ago, yes.
So if you remember, this was when I was in college and everybody got a website that you could access. Mm-hmm. It was uiuc.edu, blah, 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 all this nonsense,
right.
/ Tilde, and then your username.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And so I never knew why the Tilde, but it goes way back to the Unix days.
Mm-hmm.
That the Tilde symbolized
it was
a
like
new
the
directory.
Yeah,
it's
like an informal directory or something like that, rather than a secure directory.
And so it just legacied all the way into
the Internet.
World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm.
But
can we just have an emoticon that looks sarcastic?
Because you know what, we all love emoticons.
My new students that I just got all wrote me letters yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That was their assignment. And this one girl who had been suppressed by nameless teachers said, can we use whatever colors we want in our email? And I said, I suppose.
Sure.
So I got a pink and green and purple email spattered with emoticons. And then when she was talking about her favorite foods, one of the emoticons was actually chewing. I actually appreciated that one. It was like a... It was animated. I thought that was a pretty accurate one.
Logan has a lot of books like that where it's the, they drive me absolutely crazy, but he enjoys them.
Yeah, so...
So apparently she has the mentality of about a 2-3-year-old.
Or Logan has the mentality of a 14-year-old
it
girl.
Could be.
I mean,
one of the two things.
Or a little bit of both. They average out on 7
yes,
or something.
Now, are you one of the people that's... The word osmosis, I think, is definitely overused.
That's correct.
People say, oh, I'm going to learn this by osmosis.
It would actually be by diffusion.
It's all by diffusion.
Right, right, right.
We are talking about effusion and diffusion in our chemistry class.
Explain effusion.
Toots. It's going through a...
Did you say toots?
Yeah, toots.
From greater concept.
That's... Well, wait.
No, it's not. It's
now
just, Quintana just,
will listen to the
podcast. So I had to explain it to the kids. It's just going through a small opening. It's just gas particles moving through a small opening.
How is that different?
Oh, why?
Diffusion is the mixing of gases.
See, that seems a very biology thing to do, is just put labels on the
I know.
Same process.
It is, well, I'm assuming that we got those words from biology, because I never had to learn them necessarily.
I don't
when
remember
I was
coming across effusion. That was probably
in chem class, you would have, because you would have learned root mean squared velocity. Like it's
you
so effusion is like.
Would this have been college chemistry or would this have been high school chemistry?
College.
Because I really didn't pay attention to either of those classes.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Any of those
I was
going to
say, you wouldn't have paid attention anyway. You also took a big whiff of hydrogen.
And it was totally on purpose. Insert sarcasm mark here. Tilde.
And I know we've talked about this before, but I'll never forget him. Handing me the giant jug of hydrochloric acid.
Going down.
I remember sort of escorting him out of there into the other room.
I love that TR was not concerned.
Nope. So. Well, he looked around the room and he went, we have 90% of the IQ of this room on the task of solving this gentleman.
We're in good shape.
I'm surprised he was even in the room at that point. He would disappear for hours at a time.
To go get a Cherry Coke or something?
No, Diet Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Man, that is
how were the cherry crepes, by the way?
They were okay. A little bit too much whipped cream for me, my friend. But
you didn't have to eat it all.
Yeah, but
I didn't. Most of it melted. It was just, you know,
it's still there.
It wasn't in my... There was a lot of liquid. It was like a moat around the crepes, actually. So some did get in, yes, but... speaking of water. Now,
yes.
Here's a water damage. Our refrigerator leaked.
Will that kill you, though?
No, it might, because we might fall through the floor pretty soon if it continues.
A little mold issue for us.
Can't you just shut off the water to the fridge?
I did.
You'll not have ice. And
I did already, like, but okay. It's already seeped
you
in.
You guys
and
your fancy ice makers in your fridges?
It's so stupid. And I always said, I don't want this thing. And I checked the line all the time, but then it seeped into the fridge. Like, it was in the fridge line.
Again, I was... using my sarcasm mark because we don't have an ice maker and we desperately want one.
Oh,
you don't want one.
I want one. Well, I have one.
I like it.
I like having mine.
I do like having it. I don't like the idea that it's going to leak eventually, no matter what you do.
This is why you just live on the second floor and then just go down.
Everything goes down. It doesn't matter.
Three things that we did not have when we moved in: ice maker, garbage disposal, and overhead lighting. We've solved the overhead lighting problem.
Wow. No garbage disposal.
Garbage disposal is pretty easy.
Well, we could put one in, except there's no electrical outlet, so we'd have to punch through and draw a new line from where the dishwasher plugs in.
Yeah.
And then the idea being at some point we're going to renovate our kitchen.
Yeah.
So I kind of don't want to spend the money to do that. It could be a couple $100.
And then that would be less for your compost outside.
I was going to say, you actually shouldn't have a garbage disposal.
But once I get my worms going.
I disagree. I never thought that anybody needed a garbage disposal until I had one.
Do you have a composter?
No.
That is your problem.
I live in the suburbs, remember? People don't have things.
I suppose the things that don't compost, you can't put down a garbage disposal anyway. Exactly, like right. Bones and fat.
It's bad for the water treatment system that we have all this.
They just really skim it off the top. It just makes a little more work for them. It
makes a little more work, precisely.
But they're already accounting that that's going to occur. So you'd have to have 100% buy-in to compost.
Well, I think Americans are ready to buy into composting.
Just like,
what was that? The company that you like to endorse? What?
Nature Mill.
Yes.
Well, I'd say they have to buy into the metric system way before they buy into composting.
How's the pickle barn going, by the way?
Pickle barn?
I don't know. What the hell is it called?
Dill pickle.
Dill pickle. I haven't been
pickle
yet.
Pickle barn?
I gotta get there.
I still haven't been. Alex has been.
Yeah, it's because Dill Pickle is such a better name than Pickle Barn.
It is, the Pickle Barn.
Now, what's water on the brain?
Hydroencephaly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. I don't really know what that is.
It's just like...
That's actually a genetic disorder, I believe.
Swelling.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that has anything to do with drinking water at all.
Well, it doesn't have to. I'm not worried that I could catch it.
Maybe severe head trauma. Fluids rush. Because it's not actually
it's
water.
Actually it's like
water.
Edema.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be blood.
Isn't edema just a mixture?
Blood-brain barrier.
Is edema normally blood?
It's better than edema. It's blood.
Not necessarily. Like, my ankles are swollen right now. I think it's blood. I think it's fluid.
I think it's a mixture. I think it's kind of one of those terms that's...
Yeah.
Just whenever you have too much fluid in one place?
Fluid inside the body of...
Yeah.
Is it like when I
like when you have a sprained ankle, it's not all blood.
No.
That would be an absurd quantity of blood, right?
You have an absurd quantity of blood in storage, ready to go.
Yeah, but
I have no idea.
Being used for nothing.
Huh? This is because in biology class, I never paid a damn like of attention at all.
Well, you wouldn't really have covered this in biology class, is the thing.
Yeah.
All the interesting things.
I took biology over the summer, both the full year of biology in 8 weeks.
Whoa, nice.
We watched a movie, did a lab, and had lecture every day for like 8 hours a day.
Well, that sounds like a good time.
Let me tell you, it was over. Fast. In 2 months, over.
It was like a band-aid, huh?
It really was. It was a good time. I actually did research something else as well, because I didn't think water was going to be enough. I researched vitamin overdosing.
Any in particular?
I looked up as many as I could. I thought, oh, well, this must be something.
Because aren't fat-soluble vitamins supposed to be an issue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Water-soluble vitamins should never be an overdose issue.
Right.
Because
it's like when people feel a cold coming on and they start eating those vitamin C tablets.
Right.
They're basically just orange candy. And then you pee orange. And where do you think all your tablet went?
I don't care. The placebo works.
That's right.
For me, it's just fine. Down in the vitamin C.
My absolute favorite, though, is the airborne.
Oh, yeah. That one's nonsense.
Are you done with this?
Yes, thank you.
But that one's proven to be nonsense now. They're not allowed to sell it anymore, I don't think.
They still sell it.
I think my grandma still buys it.
Yeah. But I love the advertising.
Julie wanted to buy it before we went on our honeymoon because she was very concerned about us getting sick on the honeymoon and not being able to enjoy it.
It
was disgusting. Like, it just tastes horrible.
And it's on the label, invented by a teacher.
Yeah.
Why is that a selling point?
Teachers get sick.
That's why. Because then they figure other teachers are going to buy it.
I got to tell you, I don't pick up what the kids are putting down anymore.
It was like the first year.
First year,
year
or two.
And a half. Yeah.
Got everything. Got every cold that was going around.
You're just constantly sick. Oh, man.
But I feel like whatever is circulating in the greater Des Plaines area that just keeps getting recycled, I've now built up immunity to.
Except Derek was just constantly sick anyway.
That's not my... This is my sinus issue.
So what about fat-soluble vitamins?
So we talked about... one of the things they said was that hardly anyone dies. It's like zero in the United States dying from vitamin overdoses. And the reason that they said, up until 1989, and the reason they said was because in 1989, Congress put a stop to the amount of iron that could be inside of vitamin supplements. And so prior to that, they were, and I remembered the Geritol commercials for women for the iron supplementation. And they said prior to that, people would overdose on those kinds of things.
This iron is osteoporosis.
Right.
Right.
And so they said that prior to that, there were people dying, like hundreds of people dying in the United States from vitamin overdose. Yeah.
So
yeah.
What would be the
people are people in. It doesn't matter their gender.
Yeah, because, you know, the medical system has really just treated all people. It hasn't given preferential treatment to a man.
Right.
So I'm trying to think the mechanism behind the iron replacing calcium.
I know,
that's what I was trying to figure out.
Calcium is more reactive.
Than iron, yes.
Is it iron too?
Probably a mixture.
I'd rather a mix. Yeah,
no, there'd be no way to...
How would you distinguish
those? But I mean, the supplements, is it iron too?
How would you... I mean,
like, when I had to take iron, I think I had iron sulfate.
Was it iron 2 or was it iron 3? Oh, I don't even have any idea.
Well, not necessarily.
Why couldn't it be iron 3 sulfate?
I'm sure they wouldn't label it on the...
I mean, they're not massing out.
I guess that's true.
Right.
You know, calculating molar ratios. And they're just reacting iron with sulfur, finding natural deposits of iron sulfate, and putting them in a pill.
Unless they look...
I don't know, which one is more commonly...
They're both about the same reactivity,
that's why I was asking,
so it doesn't really make any difference.
Because we're with copper. So copper... 2 is much more common.
Than copper 1.
Than copper 1. And iron 3 is more common than iron 2, but they have the same reactivity.
Okay.
I mean, they're like within, I forgot what the voltage was, but it was pretty close. Yeah.
0.01.
Same as with vitamins. I think the interesting thing about vitamins is that they identified these things as, well, they're not really foods. They're not really these macromolecules like carbs or lipids or something like that. But, oh, you really need them. And so they just, oh, we'll take this totally, you know, this huge range of molecules, and we'll just call them vitamins because they didn't really know what they're.
Right,
as they get into the biochemistry of it, they do dramatically different things, and they're dramatically different molecules.
They're all categorized together.
But a vitamin is something that you need.
Right,
it's not a macromolecule.
Did you guys grow up in houses where you took vitamins?
We took till I was probably about 6. We took the Flintstones.
Really?
We took Flintstones.
Me neither.
We took Flintstones as well.
Really? Now, see, I've never. I take prenatal vitamins. Otherwise, I've never really been. A vitamin.
I take a vitamin. I started taking vitamins recently again. I take a liquid vitamin in the morning.
I take a liquid.
I don't like the non-liquid ones. But.
Now there's some stuff like omega 3s that if you're not eating enough fish,
and it's the right kind of fish. And if you watch the Kevin Rose Andrew Weil interview that was posted yesterday, he says even if you eat a lot of fish, you should probably still take.
Omega-3
supplement. Well, the omega-3s, because there's very few fish that have the right kinds.
But that's a fatty acid, not a vitamin.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But he was saying, you know, sardines are probably the best natural source.
Right.
Krill is another one. Sardines in our fridge right now.
Really?
Flaxseed have omega-3s?
Flaxseed has omega-3s, but it's not
mom
the right ratio of...
I thought it wasn't digestible by the body in the same way.
Right. It has to convert... Whatever the fatty acid, whatever the omega-3 is in flaxseed, has to convert it to the one that you need.
That's right.
And it's an inefficient process.
Yeah, because I know that my sister, who doesn't eat any fish, takes the fish ones, even though they taste like fish.
If you eat a tremendous amount of flax, or...
We do eat a lot of flax.
I have a vegetarian omega-369 complex that's not fishy
at all.
The
right omega-3?
Yep.
Really?
They probably... There's lots of distillation going on. Imagine it's not cheap.
No, but, I mean, you take... Yeah. Half an ounce of it. I mean, it's.
I take even with the quantity of fish that I eat, I still take fish oil.
I don't take anything except when I'm pregnant. But I've just never like.
That's why you're falling apart.
That's why I'm falling apart.
That's why you can't find those copies.
It's the vitamins.
It is.
Well, Jess, when she started the prenatal vitamins, she noticed that she just had a bad taste in her mouth 24/7, and that's the iron.
Right.
It's just sort of a side effect, and that's why it would be so hard
to overdose
on iron, because it's such a—it's very clear that something's wrong. It's like a vitamin A overdose, which is one of your fat solubles. You get yellow flecks in your eyes,
And that's what they were saying. Like the vitamin A overdose was actually very common, but you're not dying from
it.
So
you just have some symptoms
because you're gonna because long before you're gonna start showing the symptoms.
There's a
underdose is probably far more
right
to be anemic or to
there's
be
a professor
scurvy.
At Northeastern. And that's Northeastern Illinois University, just so there's no mistake.
Clear.
Yeah. In the northwest side, not the one in Boston, that asserts that vitamin A is the key to longevity. And so he will take the maximum amount of vitamin A every day, and he's constantly checking for signs of overdose, but he like goes right up to the edge of what he's supposed to.
Is this a biology professor?
Yeah. I think, what else we got?
Although, I did want to talk about how you can drink your pee. Because pee is sterile.
I walked by Christy's room and I heard her talking about something about urine.
Well, she distills urine.
Yeah, but it was something. She said something about, like, don't worry, you're the only person who will touch your urine. And I really wanted to walk in the room and figure out what was going on.
I don't know.
She might be. Maybe she's distilling.
Everybody's doing their own.
That would be a lot of expensive distillation equipment.
It's a lot of smell right there, too. That's a lot of smell.
Then you could harvest the urea and use it as fertilizer.
You could.
But so you could drink your pee.
You can drink your pee.
But you really wouldn't want to, because
after a couple days, then.
Well, yeah,
it'd be a bad idea.
Yeah, well, it's too concentrated.
Right.
Well, and your body's trying to get rid of all those,
and you're putting
nitrates and things like
that in your body.
But if you were stranded somewhere and trapped, and you had no water, it would be the best solution.
Just ask Survivor Man.
So if you were in Haiti right now, you should be serving your urine. You should be saving it.
You probably want one of those solar stills.
Okay, I think if you're in Haiti, you probably don't have a solar still.
If you have a tarp and a hole, you can make your own.
I don't know that everybody even has a tarp.
I imagine there's lots of tarps to go around.
Were there tarps before this earthquake happened? Or
I don't know.
If there were, then there's still tarps there, I'm guessing.
Tarps don't grow on trees. Like.
But there's 200,000 less people there. I mean, I'm thinking that there's enough tarps. If there were enough tarps before, there's got to be enough tarps now.
Unless they're, like, crushed under the vast amounts of rubble.
True.
I mean, I was thinking this morning, when I think it was this morning, they were talking about Haiti again on NPR, about...
You can edit that out if it...
Please, please do.
About, I mean... What's more of an issue there now? Is it the food or is it the water?
I think it's just... I think there's
I mean,
enough.
There's the medical issue.
But it's the distribution.
But what is it that's going to kill people? Is it the lack of food or the lack of water?
I mean, probably lack of clean water.
I'm going to guess water.
Yeah.
You can live without food for quite some time. Right.
How long can you go without water?
2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Wow. Although, they found one guy that was trapped under... 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's amazing.
They just found him. That's unbelievable.
He was probably drinking his pee.
He might have been.
See,
the other thing about water, access to water, is that I believe all future wars are going to be about water.
Like Waterworld.
Wow, you were Waterworld? That was a bad movie.
It was a bad movie. But I think petroleum is an issue, but I think it's going to be about water. Access to clean water.
I thought it was about coffee. Isn't that what that poster taught me?
Right. I don't know. I think that there's lots of effort. Because it's the lack of clean water,
yes,
drinkable water, and I think there's tremendous technologies being developed
here.
But they're starting to be distributed.
Yeah.
Just to purify your own water.
Yeah. Again, so the guy who invented was Cayman, is that his name? He invented. He came up with the Palm Pilot. He came up with the Segway. He came up with all these things, and that's one of his major focuses right now. Because there's so much money is like water. So he has like a. Individualized filtration system.
How many of those can you make?
But I think if your focus on municipalities is to set up major modern...
There's a lot of people that don't live in municipalities.
No, that's what I'm saying. But if a village gets a giant solar still, you need one.
How many villages are there?
Oh my goodness. And pessimistic, cynical today.
Yeah, I guess. If we colonize those people, then we wouldn't have to worry about
that's
it.
What I'm getting at is the answer is colonization.
Yeah.
It clearly worked 100 years ago. Let's do it.
But villagers are generally not the ones that take up arms.
Right.
And fight against their oppressors.
Villager.
Yeah.
The ones that I'm envisioning are subsistence farmers.
Yes, I think we're picturing some different things here.
Subsistence farmers in...
Right.
You know, are you worried that they're going to come across on, like, rafts and, like,
yes,
come over?
I'm worried that they are going to come across on rafts.
We probably have to go to work.
Do we?
Should we sign off?
We should.
All right. Well, this has been CTCKY number 7, abbreviated, the abridged version. Unless we can find that temp file.
Well, we'll see if we find that temp file. Adios.